Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy end of the year. Happy holidays. This is Bit Season, episode 111. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
It's a special Friday episode once again.
Yeah, Drab, you came in just to record today. That's what Drab said when he walked through the door.
Well, I did know that we had to do one, so I couldn't take off the entire week. Would have left you with Michael Marr.
Left me in the lurch.
Or you doing a show by yourself, which I know you don't want to do, and it's not fair to our audience either. They pay for both of us, Valdez.
Yes, when you're the talented talent, you have to show up, right?
Exactly.
I would have hit up D Woods if I needed a second or third mic.
I think I'm going to get an earful from D Woods at JP's New Year's Eve party. Because I think he's still mad at me because I took some shots at him saying I didn't want to do a podcast with him. I said that a month ago.
Right,
yeah,
that's right.
I think I heard his feelings.
I know, but didn't you just say that in jest?
Of course
you did.
I did.
Because you're going for a below-the-belt cheap zing.
Yeah, but I heard his feelings, I think. He sent me a message.
Hey, I will say this. D Woods definitely likes me more than he likes you.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Just like John DePompa likes you more than he likes me.
Well, John DePompa's old-school Big O and Dukes guy.
I know. Like, if he did a Sophie's Choice, I feel like John would push me into the river and not you.
I'd have to know what Sophie's Choice is.
Isn't that it's a decision where you have to save the mother? Isn't that where the guy has to save the mother or save the baby?
Is that what it is?
Or it's like a mother who has to save one of each child or one child or the other.
You know what, though? You don't get of all days today.
You don't get to
brag about your weird knowledge of things because you fell on your face today.
I did fall on my face.
I couldn't have been more disappointed in you.
I was disappointed in myself.
I know. I could tell you were Rick at the end of the show.
I wasn't Rick, but it wasn't my best performance.
I missed the lead up to it, but I know that JP loves games and he loves competition.
I mean, could you give JP a bigger boner? It was a competition and putting together a game.
Yeah. Well, why did you agree to it?
I didn't.
He said it was like Cakes' idea. Or
idea. I don't think it was Cakes' idea. Now looking back on it. So looking back on it, it originated because I chastised the guys for not knowing anything about the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Right? And Drabby, you're not a country guy, but you kind of know.
Well, I'm certainly aware of the Dixie Chicks.
Yes, exactly. And you could probably name one song from the Dixie Chicks, couldn't you?
I mean, I don't know if I can name a song off the top of my head, but I know their songs when I hear them.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And so I chastised JP.
What's the name of their biggest songs?
Well, they did a cover of Landslide that was big. Goodbye Earl. Was it?
Those aren't ringing a bell.
The one with the Open Highway.
I know that they... those are not the songs I know. Those are not the songs I know, Valdez. They have a smash hit song, Wide Open Spaces.
Yeah, Wide Open Spaces.
Okay,
that's
the one I know.
Yes, why I said that on the show. I don't know why I had a brain fart. But I said those, and then I said, you know, well, you should know a little bit about some of these genres. Well, number one, JP said, well, you like country music, so of course you know who the Dixie Chicks are. But the Dixie Chicks were kind of...
I don't understand. They had like no file. They didn't know who they were.
Yeah, they had no file. And so I played a song.
About their whole George Bush
thing? Trust me, that pop culture reference would have went over their head.
Okay.
And then they said, well, then JP, you know how JP gets.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, well, you know, you should have some sort of reference about music and them. You go, and so, of course, he pushes back. Well, you don't listen to gospel.
Yeah.
And so I pulled out of my ass. Well, I don't listen to gospel, but at least I know who Kirk Franklin is. All right, which is probably the number one gospel star that you could ever think of.
Right.
And so I think that impressed JP. And then all of a sudden, in JP's brain, he put together a Jeopardy challenge between Cakes and myself. Since he says I have useless knowledge.
He just Googled late at 9 o'clock last night, Jeopardy trivia questions.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That number one, but also... JP didn't even think about the contest until Cakes reminded him. So that's why I think maybe Cakes suggested it. Because if JP had it in his, you know what I mean? If JP gets in that mindset that he's going to do something.
I think it was Cakes. He's just looking to fill time.
Yeah, I know. Probably. I know.
But here's the good news. Nobody cares.
I know nobody cares.
The fact that you lost, nobody will remember it a week.
I cared for about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I felt upset. I felt like I let my parents down because they've groomed me on Jeopardy my entire life.
Yeah.
It made me. And so, of course, my brain goes back and it analyzes everything. JP's categories. Okay. Also, this is what I wasn't going to do. It's because I thought about Friday's drinking show. And mm-hmm. I thought about the palate challenge, another challenge that went on during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And all JP's complain about the courses that were served to them. And
oh, he said it was rigged.
Yes. And yeah. so he deemed the thing rigged. And I know exactly what JP did. JP, and he won't say this and he won't admit it, JP rigged the Jeopardy contest.
Oh, for questions aimed slanted towards Cakes?
Yes. Just as if we rigged the palate challenge with courses aimed towards EB.
Well, I will say the DC sports questions were a total joke.
Well, number one, DC sports questions. Okay. I mean, obviously Cakes has a leg up on it since he's been a fan of DC sports his entire life. And I've been working in DC sports for 13 years. And number two, I think almost two of the three questions predated my birth.
Right. They were right in the prime of Cakes' teenage
yes.
sports watching.
Yes. And number one had to do with Capitals coaches of the 90s.
Right. I mean, that's
prime Cakes.
Yeah. The Murphy brothers.
Yeah, the Murphy brothers. And then at that point, as soon as he said Redskins coach for a 1 point question, of course, I'm going to ring in early and try and say,
I'll
Joe
be honest,
Gibbs.
I'd never heard of that coach in my life.
Neither have I.
I'm sure it's a huge blind spot. And most Redskins fans are like, you idiot. You don't know who that coach is. The coach before Joe Gibbs, never heard that name in my life. But maybe I'm just an idiot.
Well, I felt like an idiot, but props to Cakes. But I deep down, I know what JP did. It could have been.
Are you mad at JP?
No, I'm not mad at JP.
Are you going to boycott his New Year's Eve party?
Well, I'm butt sick.
How can you say you're butt sick 4 days from now?
That is true. Okay. You know what? No. You want to know why? What? Ravens play at 1.
All right. Well, the party's at what time?
Like 9 or so. Whatever.
Okay. So you can't go after that?
No, my days all geared around Ravens.
You just say you don't want to go.
I don't want to go. I don't want to drive all the way to Maryland and then have to drive all the way back.
Blue Shorts will be there.
I know he'll be
Othello,
there.
I think will be there.
I know.
D Woods.
I know. I know all the luminaries will be there. You act like I'm the life of the party. No one cares if I'm there
no.
or not.
Well, you irritated me last time JP had a party. You left at 9 p.m. If not before. Remember he had a listener party, a P1 listener party?
No, I wasn't even there.
You weren't even there?
I wasn't even there.
Oh, you left early at the mom's funeral celebration.
Yes, the celebration of life.
Before the celebration started.
I left after the appetizer round. I had an in-person fantasy draft.
That's right. You left the funeral for a fantasy draft.
I think the celebration of life started at... I think it started at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, something like that. And then the fantasy draft was at like 4:30. And then I had to leave at like 3. I had to leave Gaithersburg at 3 to go get to Centerville.
My favorite part of JP's mother's celebration of life.
Yes, I'll tell you exactly what it is because you've mentioned it many times.
I think about it all the time. And maybe I'll tell the biddies. I'll tell the biddies because I know you know. It's when Richard Simmons their accountant, right?
Uh-huh.
He went up. It was me, Cakes, and Valdez standing in a schtick circle, and Richard Simmons, and we were getting to know him a little bit. And then he looked at Valdez and said, "Hey, are you one of the junkies?" And he's, Valdez is what, 18 years younger?
Yes.
Than the junkies. Then he looked at me and he said, "Hey, are you Cakes' son?"
Yeah. I forgot about that. I thought you were going to say it's when JP didn't splurge for Pandora Premium. And then he had his mother's famous or favorite Latina artists playing, mm-hmm. and then every two songs there was an ad for DeVry University or something.
I don't know if I remember that, but that would not surprise me. That's not where Big John did the stand up, is it?
That was the P1 party.
All right, so this will be the third party I will be at JP's.
You have scoreboard over me, 3-1.
I do, but. Also, I'm a little disappointed because this is supposed to be the Bit Season Great Gatsby New Year's Eve party at Mikey Sott's house.
I know. We're all talk. In case anyone hasn't figured it out, we're all talk.
And Mike even got an approval from his wife. So maybe if we're doing the podcast next year, we'll finally have our New Year's Eve party.
We need someone to sponsor it. This is what we need. We need a party planner.
We do need a party planner. Just slap our name on it. We'll be like a Steven Spielberg produced.
Yeah.
We got too much going on.
It's like Band of Brothers, right? Steven Spielberg just slap his name onto that and win a bunch of prizes?
He did that for a bunch of years where he just slapped his name on stuff. All right. Well, it's been a weird week because I haven't been here. And I'll be honest, a lot of times when I'm not here, I don't listen. I watched a little bit of the TV show to check in, but I didn't hear that much. But I know that we still got some good stuff to talk about. But you are just still banged up. I mean, you've been sick for like 2 weeks now.
I've been sick for 2 weeks. Our buddy Cork.
Why didn't you go to the doctor?
Because I just thought I'd fight it and I'd beat it. I just thought it was one of those illnesses that had passed. And then... So after a week, it kind of settled down, and then I got re-sick, and then by the time I got to my parents, they gave me Bob's leftover medicine that was in the cabinet. So I've been slugging those amoxicillin pills.
You just been taking a smorgasbord of pills, hoping that something works,
dude. I've been throwing crap at the wall, and hopefully it's sticking. Listen to my regimen. I wake up. I have Dayquil pills that I take.
Okay.
I slug Delsym, which is a cough suppressant.
Yeah.
And then I do aspirin, and then I take an amoxicillin pill too.
Well, where are you getting amoxicillin from?
I told you it's my dad's old medicine. It's not expired, and so he has a whole bottle of it. Then you use that for sinus infections. So, and then midday I do another Dayquil, another aspirin. And then at nighttime I do NyQuil. Nighttime aspirin and another amoxicillin. And I've been doing that for the week straight. Do you know what?
It's not working. If amoxicillin's not working after like 2 days, then...
Oh, I'm a billion times better. I was awful at the beginning of the week. I have a cough drop in now, but I had to have one in constantly during the show or else I'd cough all over the mic. Do you know what I had to do on Christmas Day? I had to take a COVID test. I haven't taken one of those in Jesus.
Why? Your parents made you take one?
Well, my parents made me take one, and then I couldn't go over to my brother and sister-in-law's house unless I tested negative. Because they have a newborn. They're also very cautious of COVID still.
Right.
So I had to take one.
But there's no chance you went over there.
There was no chance. And so my parents would have been denied entry into the house if I tested positive because they would have been around me for a day before they went over. So I spent my Christmas, my parents abandoned me to go over to their house. Mm-hmm. Opening presents, I was in the corner by myself because they didn't want to be around the sickly Matt. And that was it. It was actually a pretty bad Christmas.
I was thinking about you as I knew you were banged up, but
yeah, you called me on.
Dude,
on
there's
Christmas.
Nothing worse than having a rotten Christmas. Like,
no, I would agree with
compared to some people. Of course, you're much better off, but knowing that it's like the one day of the year that you just hope is you hit it out of the park and everything goes right. And mm-hmm. if you're sick on Christmas,
the amount of planning that's done on Christmas and everything.
Yeah. If you're sick on Christmas or you get doing something you don't really want to do, you had someone's house or something like that. It's always the worst because you're like, man, you don't get another crack at it for another 365 days.
I guess it would be an extra day since next year's a leap year.
Oh, okay. Well, over a year. So yeah. You get a once a year shot on it, and there's all this pressure that leads up to it. Yeah, I felt bad for you, dude. I mean, my wife was very sick on Christmas as well. In fact, she was so sick. She was sick the entire weekend. We had big plans that I finally reached out to Jim Van Stone and I got the Caps tickets. Uh-huh. Well, all day on Saturday of the game against the Lightning, Sarah was throwing up and in bed and weak and couldn't move. And so she couldn't go to the game. And I had four tickets to the game. So she asked me not to go. Said I'm going to the game.
I was going to say that's almost disrespectful to JVS. You asked for the tickets, they don't use them.
I know that's and it was the first time. So I didn't want.
Did you explain that to her?
No, she didn't even ask. I don't think she even asked how I got them. She wasn't that interested. Uh-huh. But she said she wanted to go, but she really was very sick. So I'm like, I'm not going to not use probably $1,000 tickets here,
right?
And it came with the Emirates Lounge thing,
and they're also in a good section.
But here's the problem. If it would have just been me and my two girls, that's just too much. Like,
yeah, because now you're babysitting.
I can take them to Myrtle Beach in the comfort of my own car. Yeah. But I didn't really want to take two girls down to D.C.
to a Caps game.
Yeah, it would have been a nightmare. And so I decided I'm going to take one of them. And then I invited my guy Bobby Shambles and his daughter. Okay. Bobby's a big Caps fan. And last minute, and he was able to go. So we ended up having a good time. But it was just kind of weird because we were looking forward to that day. And then all day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, my wife is still vomiting. And then, of course, I got it. Yesterday, I have never felt.
And you pride yourself on your immune system.
I do. I brag about my immune system all the time. I brag on not throwing up.
I don't think you've taken a sick day this year.
No, I definitely would have taken a sick day yesterday. I never take sick days. In fact, I don't know if I've ever missed a day here because of illness, but I would have taken one yesterday. I mean, I was vomiting and then I went to bed. I mean, I slept most of the day. I mean, even though my kids were home and my wife was at work, it was just horrible. It was just horrible.
A miserable Christmas.
Like trying to sleep on the couch while your kids are watching TV next to you.
Yeah. You gotta be dad and
yeah,
Christmas.
I mean,
Hey, can I tell you, speaking of Christmas, can I tell you about the...
I was glad to see you this morning.
You were? These.
And it's not necessarily just you. I mean, I do like you, but it was the fact that I'm back at work and everything was back to normal. I don't like taking off all these staycation days and sitting at home and being stuck in a rut and then you're missing too much of the show and you're out of your routine so much and my kids are out of their routine and they're miserable. So even though it was just a two-man ho-hum show today,
well, I tell you what,
on a Friday,
you make the 4 hours go by quicker.
Thank you.
That's not a shot at Mar, but I'm just saying, I can talk more freely,
right? And I was at 50% today. I mean, I was barely even engaged.
Oh, trust me, I know you. I knew you were.
I mean, they're asking me questions about Russell Wilson. I barely knew what to say.
Hey, do you know?
Following the Russell Wilson saga?
Do you know what's so funny is yesterday. Well, you weren't here when the news happened. Yeah. I guess it was on the Wednesday night, but Thursday's show was about Russ. Do you realize I had to answer for you?
Oh, was it? What do you think DraftKings about this?
Yeah, we got into that territory.
You should have told me. I was so unprepared for the show today. I will freely admit. It's going to take me a couple days to catch back up.
Hey, speaking of Christmas, mm-hmm. I want to talk about the best / weirdest gift that I received for Christmas.
All right.
I don't know how to explain this.
This is
going to seem weird, but I'm also very happy. I'm very confused. Okay.
Okay.
You know what I've been asking for. Well, not asking, but just kind of hinting at for Jim Van Stone at Capital One with our hookup that we have. I've been asking for this certain concert tickets.
Zach Bryan.
Yeah, Zach Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's probably the hottest ticket of the year.
When is this?
I believe it's like it's in March. It's on a Monday, by the way. In March at Capital One. I don't know the exact date. I have it. I can look it up somewhere. But I've been hinting at it.
Have you asked Jim Van Stone?
I have not put out the official bat signal to Jim Van Stone because I know that you guys have bombarded him recently.
Don't say you guys. JP Flame has bombarded him.
As the inside track of bombardment for Jim Van Stone. He hits him up almost every week, I feel like. I'm waiting for the waters to calm before I shoot my shot.
Before you get to that, why did I get messages from people saying that you and Cakes did not slam and joan on JP for only leaving a $40 tip from his Hennessy suite night? When he had a 5-course meal, he had drinks, he had desserts, all kinds of stuff, and he left $40 for the waitress there.
It seemed low, but I had no frame of reference of what you should do.
Well, here's your frame of reference. You're taking up a very limited spot. How many Hennessy suites are there? Probably.
I don't know.
6 to 10?
I don't know, but when he was outlining it, in my head, I was going to say probably $100 would be a good tip. Because you have five people in that suite.
Did he pay for those drinks or everything's free?
No, everything's free.
Yeah. And you get them for free. That's the big thing you have to consider. JP got the tickets for free. Like when the guys used to go to the Palm and they would get a free dinner from Tim Seymour.
Yeah.
They would light up and give a huge tip because that's kind of like what you do, right? If you're getting hooked with something.
Yes.
So you leave
more than the tip would typically be if you bought the tickets.
Right. So you have a waitress there who's you're taking up the entire spot there. Like she doesn't get to turn those tables, right? And you leave her a $40 tip when you got the tickets for free and you brought 4 or 5 people. I mean, at the very least, it should have been 100.
Look, head was fuzzy, was sick. That's no excuse, but in my head, I calculated it should probably be $100. You're right, though. That does seem low.
Because those are supposed to be big baller seats. You're supposed to be a big baller when you sit down there and you leave her a $40 tip. That's just so nubs.
It did seem nubs.
All right, Zach Bryan.
All right, so anyways, so I've been clamoring for these tickets.
Did you tell your parents that you wanted this? Is what you wanted for Christmas?
I didn't tell them because I was going to basically harass Jim Van Stone for them.
Okay.
And I was plotting, waiting for my moment to strike, waiting for the Christmas wave of you and Cakes and JP and Eric to ask for his Hennessy sweet stuff. I was going to wait for that to calm down before I asked because I had time because I knew the concert was at the end of March. All right. So on Christmas Day. I get a notification on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I get a $1 Venmo transfer to me.
Okay.
All right. A $1 Venmo transfer from someone named Charles. His username is Charles Bit Season.
Okay.
I wonder what he listens to.
All right. So he'll hear this.
All right. Okay. And He, I guess you can put with a comment on Venmo. Mm-hmm. It's not just emojis.
Yeah.
So he made it private and he says, "Got Valdez Zach Bryan ticks. What email address to send them to?"
Whoa.
So I read this. I go, "What?"
Well, that is a Christmas gift.
And I replied back.
From just some random person? You don't even know who Charles Bitson is?
No idea who he is. None. And so I go, and so I reply back. I go, totally unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I said my email. I gave him my email.
Let me see how much these tickets are going for.
All right.
Or do you already know?
I have an idea.
All right.
And so I give him my email and just I expect him to correspond with me.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up sending me 2 tickets.
A day and a half later.
He's not emailing me or anything.
He's
not chatting with me. He's not even asking like if I can go or he literally sent me the link to accept the tickets. And I didn't accept the tickets for a day because I don't know. It, number one, it's a tad creepy. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, it's a tad creepy.
Why?
I'm very thankful, but it's just like I don't know how to accept this gift. You know what I mean? I feel ashamed.
I creepy is not the right word.
I feel not humbled.
Uncomfortable. Sure, for taking so much money or such a large gift from a stranger. Absolutely, I could see that.
That's the better word. Is I feel uncomfortable because look up how much these tickets are.
I am right now. Well, it's sold out, so I'm on SeatGeek. It looks like the get-in price. Let me look. I mean, it looks like the lowest ticket there is about $295.
Well, this one is about $400.
He got you a $400 ticket.
Two $400 tickets. He probably spent close to $1,000 in terms of fees, service fees. All right, and everything
what
like
section
that.
You in?
414.
Okay, that's all right. You're upper level.
Hey, I'm in the building.
You're in the building.
I'm in the building.
All right. Well,
how should I feel about right?
Can I just say something?
I feel bad for taking them. I feel bad because
I don't know if I'd feel bad.
I would feel better if I got them for free from Jim Van Stone than having some biddy spend their hard earned money on me. That's the thing.
Can I tell you something I can't wrap my head around. This is what you have to accept. Sometimes people just want to do nice things. Sometimes some people have more disposable income than other people, or things like this they enjoy doing for people they like. And so if somebody wants to do they weren't forced to do that.
Right.
Like they did that of the kindness of their heart. So you should take that as like, thank you very much. That means a lot to me. I would love to go and sit in those seats and have a great time. And Don't let it hang anything over your head or feel like you owe them anything.
I'm overthinking it because I feel like I owe this person something now.
Now here's my problem.
Okay.
You are indebted to this person.
Yes,
Charlie Bit Season.
I know. I've already
In this way. Not like you don't have to do mail or favors or anything like that.
Yes.
But you have to sit in those seats.
I know I do.
I'm just going to say this. You can't say that, but I will say this. Jim Van Stone would have given you way better seats.
I'm well aware.
And then sitting in section 414. The nosebleeds.
I know, but you know what? Those are my people.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm the nosebleed kind of guy.
There's nothing wrong with sitting in the nosebleeds.
No.
The only problem is...
Some would say the acoustics are better up there.
Dude. The only problem with the nosebleeds is if you got better seats down below for free.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be hoity-toity or anything like that, but...
I know. Trust me. I know what you're saying.
So what are you... I guess you could save your Jim Van Stone request for another concert.
That's probably what I'm going to do.
Will you be happy sitting in section in the upper deck?
Of course I'm going to be happy.
For Zach Bryan with your binoculars.
Of course. Hey... I don't need to see him perform. I can listen. You know,
you can listen for free in your car.
Yeah, on Spotify. But I wanted to get in the building any way possible. So this makes me happy. I'd be happier with Jim Van Stone. But
I think this guy I think he put you in a bad spot.
You do?
I think he put you in a bad spot. He should have checked with you first.
Yes.
He should have checked with you first. Because then you could have said, look, that's a very kind offer, my guy, but I'm going to get these from Jim Van Stone. Please don't do that. Now, there's other, at FedEx Field this summer, maybe the Tennessee Whiskey guy's coming or something.
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Whiskey guy. You know, you must have watched the Akon or T-Pain performance.
Yeah.
That's why he said that. Here's also something I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Am I sitting next to this guy?
Mm.
Like, does this guy have tickets already?
No, you're not, because he probably would have told you that. Like, what are you thinking? That he wants to test you to see if you're actually going to sit next to him?
No, he would have said,
do you want to go with me? He would have made like a whole day.
No, I kind of figured maybe he had like two extra tickets. Maybe he bought tickets when they came out. To the tour,
no.
And he gave me his two tickets that he had.
Right. No, no.
Now I'm sitting next to him.
No, he would have had to tell you that.
Here's what I...
And then you do have the right to back up.
Here's what I don't want to do is I don't want to go and then all of a sudden I go and I sit in my seat and it's like Seinfeld and all of a sudden I'm next to Newman at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he turns over and he shakes my hand. Hey, I'm Charles. And then all of a sudden I have to entertain him for 3 hours when I'm trying to listen to Something in the Orange.
It's not. Well, here's the thing. There's no chance. I'm going to say this now. There's no chance you sit in these seats.
Why do you say that?
Because I think you're going to sell them.
I'm not going to sell them.
I think you're
I would not be that ungrateful.
But he did you, in a way, a disservice, and he doesn't know that.
I know, but I'm not going to waste this guy's hard-earned money that he got me for a gift. It would be like,
can I say?
It would be like, no, it would be like a family member getting you like a leather jacket that you would never wear for Christmas.
No,
and then you have to put it on for them when you go over and you see them for the New Year's party. That's exactly what you're doing with this gift.
If the Seahawks play the Commanders in the playoffs at FedEx Field, right?
Uh huh.
And somebody buys me tickets to the upper deck.
Okay.
And it surprises me with them. I would be a little Rick. Because
you know.
I know.
Deep down.
I could have pulled some strings and had some silly
you could have been
seats behind the Seahawks sideline or something like that.
With
or
all
pay
the rest
for
of the
myself because it means that much to me to see a playoff game. And instead, you got to take the nosebleed seats. Yeah, it is a little bit of a pickle.
I mean, it's a sticky wicket here. But I don't know what to do. You know what I need, Charles? Can you just email? Can you email me? Just email me.
You know what you should have said.
Well, I couldn't have said anything.
He had already
bought them.
I know you should have responded. Oh my God, so kind of you. However, Jim Van Stone has already told me that the tickets are mine.
I know, but I can't. But that's a big gamble. You realize that's a big gamble because can you imagine the amount of people that are asking Jim Van Stone for tickets?
Yeah. First off, I think you should be asking now. You should have already asked.
I was going to wait until after New Year's, so next week was going to be my ask.
I got you.
I trust me. I've already I've planned this out in my brain 10,000 times.
First,
ahead.
You know what's weird about nobody can relate to this Jim Van Stone thing.
I know,
we're talking about something that nobody has access to. And
they're probably
rolling their eyes every time they hear us talk about it.
That's, I know,
and it's so uncomfortable for me too, in a way. That's why I never really asked for that one time because I wanted a nice family outing. I don't like to ask for tickets really because then I feel like I'm putting them in a bad spot.
I know.
You know, like asking people to do favors for me.
I know. But Jim Van Stone brought this on himself.
He did say anytime. Right.
He can say no. Trust me, I've been saying trust me a lot too. We've heard no a lot.
Right. Not from Jim Van Stone.
But not from Jim Van Stone. So, I don't know. It's kind of a weird spot
Jim
I'm in.
Jim Van Stone.
It's kind of a weird spot that I'm in.
Well,
at the end of the day, I'm probably going to use the seats that he sent me. Because I feel obligated to now.
And who are you going to take to Zach Bryan? Are you going to take Jack?
I don't know. I got to see.
You like four tickets.
I do like four tickets.
Were you going to ask Jim Van Stone for four tickets?
Maybe.
I think that's what you were going to do. You have like a foursome that you go with.
I don't know. I think I might do like a survive. I might do a country music
you
survivor.
You know, tell Charlie Bitseason that you need four tickets.
Hey, do you think...
I don't know what I'd do there.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's too much that if I end up... Say I'm able to get tickets from Jim Van Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just let's say I the message is, hey, Jim, do you think you could help me out? And he says, yes. All right. Do you think it's inappropriate if I sell the tickets and then give Charles his money back and then use Jim's tickets?
I would just say, Charles, Jim Van Stone hooked me up with tickets. please sell these and take your and get your money
already,
back.
He already transferred to them.
We
to
transfer them back.
Okay.
Please sell these and get your money back.
Okay.
Once you get, once you secure,
once I secure the bag.
Nicer tickets.
That's the most unrelatable bit season. So the most unrelatable bit season dilemma ever.
Well, this is something that you've wanted for a long time. Hey, by the way, Charles Bit Season, there's another host on the show.
Hey, maybe he's like D. Woods. He likes me better.
It seems to be a theme here.
That's untrue. You know everyone likes you, Drab.
At Drab T-shirts, my friend. Hey, you want to surprise me with any?
Do you know what gifts? Else? Do you know what also is so funny about that is? Is I felt like a cam girl.
Why? Like you felt like a slut?
I felt like a huge, huge slut.
Why?
Because this, you can obviously contact me in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can DM me on Instagram. You can message me on Twitter. I'll see it. You can message the station. You can call into the show. There's a billion ways to reach me.
Okay. All right, but he hit you up on Venmo.
But this guy sent a dollar to talk to me to say, hey, what's your email address? And then I'm replying to him, and then he's sending me another dollar saying, hey, check your email.
Oh my god!
So he sent me $3 just to correspond with me.
He's tipping you. Yeah, it's like an OnlyFans.
Do they do that on OnlyFans?
Well, it's like the point of OnlyFans. Other than the pictures, you get direct communication a lot of times.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Then, yes, it's exactly like OnlyFans. Yeah. But I was saying like a cam girl, like tokens.
Yeah, yeah. He was tipping you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the trials and tribulations of one Matt Valdez.
I wouldn't say. You know, it's a good problem to have.
All right.
Good problem to have. You know what I'm going to do before I go to Zach Bryan? Is that I'm going to take my Don't Sleep energy drink, Drabby.
You better pound those.
Yes. Because
on a Monday night.
Because today's episode is Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep energy drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports Matt and Matt. Get some today at don'tsleepenergydrink.com and use that promo code Bit Season. That's two words for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. You can also get it on Amazon. Just search Bit Season. We love Mike. Hey, maybe it was Mike. Also, you know what? Also, Charles Bit Season. I'm also thinking maybe Chuck Lee. Charles Chuck.
Oh, you think it's somebody you know?
I don't. I
who created like who created a random
yeah who
Venmo?
Who created a random? I was trying to crack the code. Of who Charles could be. It's
just a random listener.
I guess so.
You don't have to investigate. Just take it.
Also, the person,
just be grateful.
The person's all old. Old.
Why?
They could have DM'd me. They don't have.
That's true.
So that's what I think. That's my sleuthing.
All right. Well, again, props to you. And when we come back,
Drab's bitter. I can tell he's bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm happy for you. You know, let's look forward to 2024 and maybe what we want to see from the Junkies and things we're looking forward to in the new year.
And we also have our Crab Sports Jumbo Lump Parlay. We'll give that to you when we come back.
All right. Later.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, welcome back to the Junks.
Welcome back to the Junks.
All right, welcome back to Bit Season. Drab T-shirt, Valdez.
The coughing Valdez.
We're playing.
I sound like EB.
You do sound like EB. You can't joan on them anymore.
No.
Hey, put that on the list of things we want to see in 2024 from the Junkies. Less coughing.
Oh my God, if I could figure that out.
That is definitely one of the biggest pet peeves of listeners out there, of course, because this is an audio medium and... The coughing is a huge distraction for the listeners. At the top of my list, having to do with that, on things I want for 2024, I want some morning tea and honey for Jason Bish. Because I can't take the coughing
anymore. I've been on a huge tea kick this week, and there's really something to it. We should get set up a tea station.
We need a tea station.
Can you just brew hot water
Like some Earl Grey tea?
Yeah.
I think
a Mr. Coffee thing, and we'll just pour it for them?
We should have that ready on Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday.
New year.
New year.
Let's instead of coffee, when Jason gets here, let's have some tea ready for him.
Okay.
Some piping hot tea.
All right, so we'll have it served. We'll have piping hot Lipton tea. All right.
Yep.
We'll have a side of honey and a lemon.
Sure.
Honey and a lemon. Is there any other accoutrement we need with the tea? He doesn't need sugar, does it? He doesn't like milk with his tea.
Best tea for coughing. Peppermint.
Ooh, peppermint tea. That sounds delicious. I know they make
elderberry, like, ginger, hibiscus.
Oh, ginger. Ginger's a great one. We should get some ginger tea.
All right.
I know, but now, is it going to be like Howard Stern now, where every morning we're going to have a hot tea waiting for him when he comes in?
And honey. Honey is, it says, number one. A natural lubricant. No, we want to get him started. We want to get him on a new routine.
I know, but if we start laying it out for him like we're his butler.
No, because what we want to happen is for the cough to go away, him to see that the cough, he needs to, lubricate his throat or whatever it is early in the morning, and then it's on him to take care of it after that.
I know, but now it's laziness. We've encouraged the laziness because now he's going to expect us to have it ready for him every day.
No.
That's partly why. Jason knows he has a cough in the morning.
Yeah, but
Jason
he doesn't
knows
care.
He knows he has, I know. He knows he has loogies. So why would, let me, so if We're all getting, of a sudden, so if no. all of a sudden it was fixed by us leaving out tea and honey, like it's Santa Claus leaving out milk and cookies.
We're just
going
to do that a few times until he's then he starts to like it a little bit. And then he said, I could get used to this.
I know. Then he'll say, hey, why don't you guys do this for me all the time?
And we'll just say, Jason, just brew it when you get here. Also, he gets here very late now.
He does get here very late.
There's not a lot of time for tea making in the morning right now.
I know. That's why it's going to be.
Let's just try it.
I know. Okay. But
let's try it and see where it goes.
I'm thinking down the road. I'm thinking more long term. You're thinking short term. Trust me. I think it's going to be beneficial for the show if mm-hmm. he drinks the tea.
Okay. I think that is one of our most important things we want to see fixed in the new year.
God, I wish we had interns.
It's Jason's cough. Well, we got him, Mike Marr. He's a glorified intern.
Sadly. Although, Mike, I do not think of you that way. Just FYI.
No, he knows we're joking. I'm actually really digging having the third person in the studio now.
He does help a lot.
He does. Well, first of all, he filled in the entire week I was gone. He was doing double duty. But it's more conversations, more things to talk about. Right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually looking forward to that a lot in 2024. Michael Marr becomes a bigger voice on the show and bigger part of the show.
I would totally agree with you. I think we need to kind of do the same thing that we did with Adam and kind of groom him a little bit. I think he's still a little raw around the edges in terms of instinct.
Oh, sure. But I'm just talking like it's just helpful to have a different perspective.
A younger perspective.
I'm not even talking on the air. I'm talking about just our banter back there.
That's true. But I'm more so thinking on air. It is good to have a younger perspective, though.
Right.
I will say we need to coach some funny into Mike. Mike is not that he's serious, but he doesn't seem like he goofs around as much.
Well, you and Cakes you guys like take shots at him whenever he talks.
I know.
You got to stop doing that. You got to give him a chance.
I am.
You got to, he's not quite AWOD where he's not the punching bag. He's a different, he's more of a quiet kind of guy. AWOD was the punching bag because he was so obnoxious, right? We had to put him in his place.
All right. That's my goal for 2023 is to let Mike evolve before I try to make him devolve.
Right. Till you break him down.
Well, here's the problem is that
Mike needs confidence. AWOD never lacked confidence.
Right, that's very true. I feel like
so almost you have the opposite. You have to hype Mike up a little bit here to get him going.
Okay.
Believe in himself.
That's the better course of action. Yeah. I totally agree. You
just want to Bobby Knight everybody and
throw a chair at him,
scream and yell, and you're gonna do it my way. And no, you can't do that. All right, I like these. Get Mike more involved in the show. Get Lurch some tea every morning. What else? Here's actually what the big thing that I want.
And I always remember this about the show. The day we made it, we made like, and our ratings are good. Like, we're doing good in the ratings wise. But when we, back in 2012, when we were first kind of like trying to get re-kickstarted and to climb back up the ratings, mm-hmm. we made an effort to do 50% sports, 50% non-sports on the show. Yeah. And I'll never forget the day before the RG3 Seahawks playoff game. Uh-huh. It's coming back up again. It was a Friday, a football Friday. The majority of the show that day was non-sports.
So
it was like unbelievable.
Can you imagine doing that now if the Commanders were in the playoffs?
But it was a sports station, and we just knew that, like, we get you in the door with the sports, but you stick around for a lot of the non-sports stuff, and it kind of brings out their personalities more. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a big frustration for a lot of listeners out there, especially if they're not Commanders fans. It's like, oh my God, it's so much Commanders. So almost like I want to get away from quote unquote bit season, where I want to extend it more and just more of the same show. Of course, we have to do more football stuff during the football season, but I really think that the guys have so much more to offer than just being boxed into these sports topics all the time, and the NFL topics, and or Sam Howell, quarterback, or who they're going to draft. But they have to be open to it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And they have to bring more stuff to the, they have to bring more this non-sports stuff to the table. JP does a pretty good job.
JP did a great job this week of communicating with me about stuff he wanted to bring up, stuff that he found interesting. Like this week, you weren't here, but he brought up the fact that beer sales were in a decline and wanted to do a whole segment on that. I said that's great. And he goes, I want to figure out why they're declining, why people are like, what are they drinking now? It's stuff like, what's like the hot thing? And we took calls on it. It was a great segment. It actually bled over into the Blitz. And you know how JP is territorial about the Blitz.
He'll never give that up.
He took two calls during the Blitz about it.
Yeah, so but we need that more from the guys, because Valdez and I, we can
sometimes we struggle to figure out what the guys are into.
We know that they're rather uncomfortable talking about body, you know, sexy subjects, especially lurches and JP and Cakes to a certain extent.
I don't want the majority of non-sports topics to be about
sex.
Well, sex is easy.
Even stuff like...
But like crime, like I just don't want to talk about crime, you know,
as radio cancer.
Just, I don't want to talk about it, not because it's divisive, but just like, it seems like that's just the go-to topic.
Yeah, I think we learned our lesson on that. Like we can't put crime stuff in the rundown, because then it just becomes a headline. You're just reading headlines, that segment of did you see that?
We talked about that. It's the did you see segment.
Yeah, so we want to avoid that. Plus, you know, that's somewhat political. I shouldn't say somewhat. It is political, crime in big cities. I just want to stay away from that. I just want to have fun. And the guys
It's hard to figure out what the guys enjoy. What has them disconnected from they just laugh about together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you and I have to do a better job of trying to figure out what moves these guys.
Yeah, what
like,
tickles their fancy.
What they like to talk about. And it sounds so obvious, right? Like, how could we not know?
What they're passionate about.
But I'm talking about just like random subjects that are good for the radio that could get other people involved. Like the beer thing is great. Even JP today saying, what's his name? The guy from the Nets. Bridges.
Yeah, that was a great topic.
Where he said that he ate Chipotle every day for 10 years in a row. Like, that's the kind of stuff
that's a great radio, sports radio topic.
My favorite topics are probably sports meets life. Okay.
Yeah.
Where you have like, you know, somebody in sports doing something that's not on the field, right? And then you can have a conversation about their life and doing something like that. Those are the topics that I really, really like, because then they're more comfortable talking about it. You can get it. Yeah. And
totally
JP's
agree.
Wanted to do a short subject on, I mean, how many days in a row could you eat Chipotle, or what could you eat every day for 10 years in a row?
That's perfect. A layup.
Those are layups. Love that kind of stuff. Because then it gets the audience listening in their car and thinking about it.
Yeah. That's exactly what a producer's job is trying to find that topic that the guys are passionate about, but also can bridge a connection with the listeners.
Because I don't think, even though that's how they started the, as the Sports Junkies, they are not at their best talking about sports. And I think everybody would agree with that, right? They are at their best when they are relaxed. I mean, they do the sports stuff great. They really do. And they find interesting angles that other people haven't talked about, or they just have a way, like Eric's passion about it and the screaming, or his so defensive of the team is awesome. But the Junkies are at their best when they're all working together on a, like a non-sports subject, when they're not talking about the next quarterback.
When there's a comedy pyramid involved.
Exactly. That's when they are at their best. And but you got to get all four guys involved, you know, because they all add something different.
Totally.
So that's what Valdez and I are going to be looking forward to more in this new year, is kind of getting back to that once again. It's hard. Like, it is really hard.
Because some days there's not that much news going on in terms of stuff like that.
There's those stories just aren't sitting in your lap every single day. You'll hear us joke around about Wise Brothers radio prep and stories like that. But they also have to be good for our audience, our station, and just kind of make some sense. But we're going to continue working on that. It won't be 50-50.
No, definitely not 50.
Probably not, but we want to still
it would be
push
nice,
that back
know,
for that.
It'd be nice if there was one once an hour.
Once an hour.
Minimum once an hour, there's a story like that we do.
And what about these benchmarks? Like, what about these benchmarks next year? How do you feel about these values of things like Hit the Skins, Entertainment Page, The Blitz?
I think
weekend parlay.
I think Hit the Skins needs to retire after this from post Super Bowl to the start of training camp.
What does?
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah.
What about the parlay? Is it time to get rid of the parlay, especially after football season? It's not a very popular segment from what
Here's
I hear from our feedback.
It's sponsored.
But it's not in the. It's only sponsored right now and during the football season.
Well, then I feel like we should ditch it.
Right.
I feel like we should ditch it and we should have content at that part.
I think I'm in favor of that too. Taking a break from the weekend parlay until football season.
Yes.
obviously not going to do Hit the Skins. Blitz takes a break. You know, we got some of these Wizards and Caps things that we're supposed to do as well.
What about here? Let me ask you a question. What about the revival of the top five? Remember that?
What's the top?
JP's brainchild.
Top five.
JP's top
five. No, five. Was it five and five?
Five and five. Five stories in 5 minutes.
I don't hate it. But again, I don't want to be pigeonholed as much. And I know that's kind of like in radio what you do a lot of times, is that you're supposed to do that kind of stuff so listeners know if they like something, they come back every day, like the Beltway Blitz. You know what you're getting when you turn on your radio at a certain time if you like it. So there's good and bad with that.
Well, it's on the right track, but here's what I don't want. I guess this could be a resolution for next year as well, is that when these types of, like, I feel like the segments get designated to the guys. For instance, like when the Blitz happens, it's almost like, okay, it's JP's turn to do the segment.
That's a good perspective there.
I'll chime in when I see my opening, or you know, I don't have to chime in because it's not my segment. Same thing with Eric when he hits the Skins. Like, I don't want Jason to think, okay, Eric's doing his Skins thing here. I'll just kind of, if I see an opening or I see a lull, I'll say something. Or if I have a super opinion about it, I'll say something now. Just because it's their segment doesn't mean it's your turn to kind of take a breather.
Hey, I got to say, admit something about these. That might be one of your most well thought out ideas about the show. Maybe not well thought out because you just kind of spitballed it there, but it's actually really good.
One of my
radio
keen observations.
Yeah, keen observations where you.
Oh, just like when it's faint,
because
like,
it is. It does frustrate us in a, you know, that all four guys aren't involved in the segment, which was deemed somebody else's.
Yeah,
get frustrated if EB doesn't get to do his Entertainment Page when other people are doing their own stuff during it. So do you want other people to chime in on the Entertainment Page and have their own stories?
Yeah, sure. They should do that. No, no, no. I get frustrated when it gets derailed. Like okay. when we don't get to it. That's not when it like if someone doesn't want to offer something, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like if we're scheduled to do it, we tease doing it, and then we have a story about JP's tiny wreaths, which you I think you missed because
no,
it was a big topic this week.
It was this week too.
Yes,
it was last week,
and it was this week.
He brought it back up.
Oh
my god!
Because he's trying to send the wreaths back because he wants to get his money back because they were tiny after he used them. So, that's my thing about it. But if people want to participate and bring up stories for it, mm-hmm. I don't mind at all. Like I don't mind if there, and this has happened multiple times. Is that JP or if Eric starts the EP and JP goes, "Hey, did you see Tony Danza shirtless on the beach?"
Right.
Like I don't mind that at all. I get annoyed when it gets overlooked. It gets passed by.
All right, so more collaborative segments
yeah.
together,
and yeah, and it happens also with some guests too. Like, for instance, I think Dave Richard, I think Cakes and Jason kind of take over that segment.
Yeah, or Jason with any like college football guests.
But when hockey, it's Cakes' turn.
Yeah,
discussing things that happened in the NBA.
But that's easier said than done, and. Than for us or for them, because other than like their questions being written for them, I don't know. I think they're just comfortable with that.
Well, we have to get them out of their comfort zone.
I know. But ask.
It's easier. What I'd suggested is easier said than done.
A lot of this falls on producing, and I'm also aware of this.
Do you know what else I need to figure out for 2024 is we got to figure out. The bathroom situation, missing
segments, part of segments, yeah,
beginning of segments. Mm-hmm. We gotta figure out a way to cut that down.
Well, Eric will tell you that that's part of the junkie's charm.
Well, he didn't poop this much last year.
It has the pooping is over is big part of the show and missing portions of the show. But at it, you know. It's tough to argue that their laid back approach to the show is what works for them. And we know that that's what works for them and it couldn't work for anybody else, but they get a pass for it because it's part of their charm.
Yeah.
Just like eating on the air and some of the other stuff that they do.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's just a little insight into 2024 things that we're working on.
I'm sure people have an entire list of things that they want changed.
And none of this is to crap on the guys. No. Of course not. But
this
is
just an introspective look about what we are trying to accomplish for the right. for the next year. Some goals of ours. Some show goals.
What about a pickleball tournament?
Oh, yeah.
We probably got to do that again.
I slept on that so hard.
I thought about the other day. I'm like, oh my God. I got to put that together again.
I got to go do that thing again. Oh, yeah. My God.
All right, Valdez, who you got in your Jumbo Lump Parlay
All
this
right,
week?
It's time for our Jumbo Lump Parlay. It's brought to you by Crab Sports. Crab Sports is making your holiday season even more merrier this year. They're still doing their 12 days of Crabmas right now on Crab Sports. All users of Crab Sports will be receiving daily promotions counting down to Christmas Day and beyond. These festive promotions will include odds boosts, local player boosts, bet insurance opportunities, and much, 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 much more. If you're not already betting with the local sports book, you can sign up now with that promo code Biddies. That promo code is Biddies, and you get an additional $10 free bet for yours on your first deposit. As always, play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older. Get the Crab Sports app. We love Crab Sports. Use Biddies. We're going to hit our Jumbo Lump Parlay. Drabby, I'm going against my boys.
A letdown game, huh?
This is
classic letdown.
This is the letdown spot. You know, I treat my teams like I treat stocks. It's time to sell the Ravens. They're at their absolute peak. They're a short week flying all the way across the country. I think Kyle Hamilton's dinged up. Brandon Stevens has been missing practice. Zay Flowers has been missing practice this week. And I just think it's time for that letdown spot, Drabby. Trust me, I'd be butt-sized if the Ravens win by one. But this is the type of game that they end up swinging and missing after a Herculean effort in San Francisco, which, by the way, I told you to take money line.
I appreciate it.
I know this team inside and out.
I told you
when they were going to beat the Bengals. I told you when Joe Burrow's hand was banged up. I know everything about this team.
And I did.
I told you when Odell Beckham was going to score. And I'm telling you right now, Miami +3 is your best bet for the weekend. That's my jumbo lump parlay play.
I do appreciate you telling me. I only put $25 on it. Partly because I only have a few hundred in my account. But I put $25 on the Ravens money line and it paid out like 60 something. So I do appreciate it. I just wish I put the entire account on it.
Well,
but that would have been too ballsy.
Yeah, it's money management, Drab.
Money management, but I got to trust you more. When you tell me something, you said a guarantee. When you give me a Ravens guarantee.
I told you on the phone. Did I hesitate? Did you hesitate when you said, do you think the Ravens are going to beat San Francisco? I said, I guarantee you they're going to win.
You actually didn't even say. You said, they're going to kill them and they're going to smash them. I'm like, all right. all right. Here's the thing. I got Tampa -3, and I submitted this pick yesterday to our guy Patrick, who is in correspondent with the Crab Sports guys. But I was very, very sick, and I don't think I read the board correctly.
You had brain fog.
I was brain fog. Look, do I think Tampa's going to win this game? Yes. Could Tampa win this game by double digits? Yes. I think the Saints are terrible, and it's a home game for Tampa. But this is a classic trap game, a division game. Saints are still alive, and they play a lot of close games. So I'm not feeling as confident about this as I was 2 days ago when I was very sick. But
how many cough units are you putting on this? How many cough drops are on this game?
I'm putting, look. Rashad White is a beast, though. So
I know, yes,
he is just a top fan. He is a top fantasy. I was in a blur, and I really think that Tampa is a.
You're really selling the jumbo lump parlay, by the way.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I gave it the hard sell last week and I lost.
Oh, outright.
Look, I'm going with Tampa -3. It was already submitted earlier, and so we're going to ride with it. It was the one that jumped out at me.
Okay.
All right. That's time. I have Rashad White, monster on my mind.
Drab pick this game in a codeine haze.
I did. It was right after I vomited, too. I'm like, God.
Hey, Drab's pick made him throw up.
All right, there it is. That's the jumbo lump parlay.
All right, so we got the Miami Dolphins +3. We have the Tampa Bay Bucks -3. That's our jumbo lump parlay presented by Crab Sports. As always, download the app. Use that promo code Biddies.
All right, guys. That is our show for this week. We'll be back next Thursday. Full show. Well, not a full show next week because we're out on Monday, but we'll be back here together. And I'm not sure. I think it's still the two-man show. So it's not a full-man show at all.
I believe it's Jason and Cakes and then us two behind the glass.
All right. When I say full show, I really just mean Valdez.
I know. I missed you all week.
I missed you too, bud.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon. Happy New Year and have a great weekend.
Happy New Year. Be sure you watch Anderson and Andy.
Later.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.